This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWhip. The end came quickly for EclipseJet, the company that had hoped to resurrect Eclipse Aviation. Last week, EclipseJet threw in the towel and agreed to put the assets of the company into Chapter 7 liquidation. Within 24 hours, a new plan had emerged to save the company and, just as importantly, support the 260 aircraft already flying. Wichita businessman Phil Friedman is leading that effort, and we talked to him Sunday morning in Albuquerque.
Things are moving fast. Phil, bring us up to date on what's been going on over the weekend.
Okay, well, since we issued the press release, we've had lots of calls from different stakeholders, owners, interested investors, suppliers. Lots of employees have been contacting me, and yesterday I flew into Albuquerque and met with 30 key employees, technical people that we'd absolutely have to keep in order to operate the business. And we had a two-hour meeting with them, presented our plan, and I think we got very good support trying to convince them to stay on because they're now without pay. We're trying to find a source of pay to keep them, whether it's through the state or possibly through the bankruptcy trustee. There's some money still available there, and we're going to make our pitch to try to pay these people. And we're also looking at enlarging that group, the basic nucleus of the Eclipse people knowledge, and very important in order to be successful. We've also just got a meeting with an owner group that is supporting my plan. I've had several owners call me and commit to invest money, and now I've got a group of guys that want to come in and support the plan, and we've negotiated some slight changes in our presentation, which will be going out to all the owners, and I believe we'll have support from this group, and we're going to try to get the support from the entire owners group. As you know, the owners have an alternative plan that they've been discussing, but I think when they see all the details of our plan and truly understand it, they'll see that our plan is going to be the best for the owners in supporting the value of their aircraft.
Okay, well, I'm sure it's a moving target, but what is the plan right now?
Well, right now, as we said, we're focusing on doing the upgrades and mods for the owners group, and we can generate a cash flow that way to support the engineering to upgrade the avionics, improve the reliability of the aircraft, and do the manufacturing engineering that was never started. You know, the company had all the design engineering, but they never quite got to the manufacturing engineering. And so that's an important part to lower the cost of assembly hours from about 7,000 hours to down to 4,000 hours. And then we can make the plane profitably at a 100-year rate and sell the plane at a base price of around $2.4 million, which we think will be competitive. And so we need 24 months to perform that task, do the engineering, avionics, and then rebuild our relationships with our suppliers and negotiate new contracts with them so that we can go forward in production. So I think it's a good plan for a very deep recession that we're having here, where it's difficult to sell new planes anyways. And we'll have a cash flow for the first 24 months, and then we expect the economy to recover, and we'll be ready to start production then.
Okay, well, without telling any secrets, how much money do you need?
We're not going to say right now what it is, but I can tell you that it's substantially less than Mr. Piper had, because our plan is profitable starting in 6 to 9 months into the program. And we also have the support of the secured lenders. Al Mann, in particular, the longtime supporter of the company, has agreed to convert his debt into equity, and we're working with the secured lenders to do the same thing. They support our plan, and now it's up to us to raise the working capital we need to from the investors and the owners to make the plan viable.
Okay, well, after what happened with EclipseJet, I'm sure that the bankruptcy court is going to have a long, hard look at all of these types of proposals. How are you going to talk them out of just going straight to liquidation, or are you going to liquidation? You're going to pick it up there?
Well, it is going to go to 7, yeah. And we're going to do it through liquidation. There'll be a process there. The trustee will get involved, and also the secured lender, I think, is how they're planning on doing it. And 7 has some advantages in that you don't have to pay the administrative costs So it actually a less costly method, but the negative is that you can't pay the employees in the interim. So we're having a difficulty in figuring out how to do that. We've got some different ideas, and then it'll go through a 7, and we'll see what the process is going to be there.
Okay, and I guess my last question is, why Eclipse? There have been several light jet failures in the last year and a half. Why try to save Eclipse?
Eclipse is a great product. There's vast amount of money spent on certified. You have a certified twin-engine high-performance jet, and it has a unique position in the market. It'll be the lowest acquisition cost jet. It'll be the most efficient an operating cost jet, and it'll probably be the smallest cabin volume jet. So for the right target customer, which is the owner-operator, owner-pilot market, for the small corporation doing 100 to 500 million in revenue, where the CEO, CFO want to fly themselves around, it's a low operating cost. For a charter operator, it's going to be the lowest cost twin-engine high-performance jet. And for a large corporation that may have 40 aircraft or 25 aircraft in its fleet, certainly one or two Eclipses to fly around, sales representatives, technical people, small groups, it's going to be very cost efficient. So there's definitely a market. It's not the air taxi market. It's a much smaller market, but it's going to be very competitive in its niche. The certification costs have already been spent, so we can buy it at a relatively attractive price, and we can finish the manufacturing engineering and bring the proper leadership to the company. I think it can be very successful, and the major difficulty is negotiating the next 24 months, where all general aviation manufacturers are going to have problems generating cash flow, and we have a plan that can get us through that period.
Okay, well, I'm sure that you've got a very busy day ahead of you, so I'm going to let you go, and thanks very much for taking the time.
Okay. Thank you, Russ.
This has been Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.